California is getting some much-needed good news this winter. New measurements from the California Department of Water Resources show that across the state, the snowpack is at 115% of the average for this time of year, and even higher in the Northern Sierra. That's a big deal for a state in the midst of one of its worst droughts on record, and a huge change from last year, when at the start of April, snowpack was only 5% of the average. Roger Bales is a hydrologist with the Sierra Nevada Research Institute and a professor of engineering at the University of California, Merced. He joins us via Skype from Berkeley. Roger, great to have you.
My pleasure, Jeremy.
And how big of a surprise is that to you that the snowpack is 115% of the average for this time of year?
We were optimistic given the El Nino conditions, and it has turned out that the El Nino is having an effect here in California, and it's projected to there's a higher probability projected for above average precipitation for the rest of the winter.
Is it enough to get California out of the drought this year?
Oh, we need more than 1 year like this. We need 2 or 3 years at least.
But is it likely that in the year after an El Nino year, you're actually going to have less precipitation next year than normal?
There's a slight probability that it could be drier, but really anything could happen after this.
The other problem that California may face is that if you get all this snow melting at the same time, that the reservoirs aren't prepared to handle pulling in all that water at one time.
Well, the reservoirs can handle the amount of snowpack that's out there right now, because some of the reservoirs in the Southern Sierra are still only 15-20% full. Now, that's about half of what they are in an average year. Further north, they have more water in them, because further north you get more rain and less snow because the mountains are a little bit lower elevation. So right now they can handle all the water. Now, if we get twice the amount of snowpack that we have now, then there will have to be some spillage, I think.
Is this El Nino shaping up to what you hoped it would be?
In the Sierra Nevada, which is about 60% of our state's water supply, the snowpack and rainfall have been, I believe, what people really had hoped for from an El Nino. This El Nino is a little different in that the precipitation in Southern California is lagging behind a little bit of what it might be in a strong El Nino. The El Nino signal is normally stronger in the south than in the north, yet it's the south that hasn't quite gotten as much precipitation as the north this time around.
If this is the end of all the precipitation you've seen this year and you have a dry rest of the 2016 winter here, what will that mean for California? Will you be able to go another year without getting more precipitation?
It'll mean more groundwater pumping to serve the Central Valley agriculture. I believe the cities are pretty much have their supplies shored up. With water conservation, I believe the urban areas, at least the coastal urban areas, should be able to continue without much major economic pain.
Well, that's the other question, conservation. A lot of people are wondering how long Californians are going to be willing to conserve as much as they have. And that's been a key part of the success of California in dealing with this drought, is all the people across the state conserving. How long are people going to be willing to do that if they keep getting big storms and seeing all this snow and all this rain?
Well, you're right. The public attention on conservation may wane if there are a lot of storms and wet years. But conservation is really a way of life that's going to continue for the next, for the foreseeable future.
Well, what's the biggest lesson you've learned from this drought about how California can avoid being in this situation in the future?
Well, this drought is not unique as we look back, say, 1,000 years, and we don't think it's going to be unique as we look forward. This is a four-year drought. There have been at least a couple of these four-year droughts every century for the past 1,000 years. And as we put more pressure on our water resources, it really makes people aware of the value of better information to make decisions so we can wisely allocate the small amount of water we have. So although I'm telling you that the snowpack, or you mentioned the snowpack is 115% of average for this time of year, those are based on just a very few index measurements. And those measurements are based on a historical record. as the climate warms, those numbers are going to decrease just because we're getting more rain than snow. So as we prepare for both a warmer climate and provide some resiliency for these type of droughts, we need to upgrade our infrastructure, particularly our information infrastructure, to allow people to make better decisions.
That's Roger Bales, a hydrologist with the Sierra Nevada Research Institute and a professor of engineering at the University of California, Merced. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.